Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend you're downloading the Devil Radio app from Google. Apple, our website, carry Devil Radio with you 24-7. The easiest way to listen to it, great way to listen to it, very clear. Get it wherever you are, in the car, anywhere else. Okay, we're going back. Actually, we're going to go to the lines. We're going to go to the lines, as always. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Matt, thanks for taking my call, as always. I have a couple of things very quickly this morning. Number one, I think when the January 6th comes, is all wrapped up, you're going to find out that corporate America, either willingly or unwillingly, helped fund the insurrection in Washington. And I could mention them names, but... And all that's we'll see what happens there. But I think somehow or other I don't know if they did it knowingly or not, but you're going to find corporate America money involved. Here's one other thing about the COVID. Let's put it this way. I know the parents of a younger girl under 18 that had the COVID, recovered, got the vaccine, and she went to, I do believe it was the Deer Park down there. And now she has it again, the Delta. So what I'm saying here, that's how contagious this thing is. She's under 18. And this is very serious. The Republicans are not treating it that way. They need to get the vaccine. Just because you get it, after you have the vaccine, that's not going to be as serious. You know, you're going to live through it. But it doesn't mean that down there, that was open air. Of course, we live in six, there wasn't proper spacing and that. But I just wanted to pass that along. This is not a joke. You know, you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, but it's out there. It's almost, if you will, like radioactivity or something, you know. I think polio was the same way. Thank God we got a vaccine for that. And you were right about that. Smallpox, chickenpox. You were physically, you could see it. And this stuff you can't. So anyway, I just want to pass that along. For goodness sakes, if you want a good economy, and I'm talking about the business and everybody else, I certainly don't want to go back to the way we were here.
Right. No, good point, Paul. And let me just, before we go to the next caller, just say this. You know somebody who had COVID and then got vaccinated and then got the new Delta variant anyway. You should know something. That's very, very rare. When Dr. Fauci and the rest say that the Delta variant is so virulent that it can be caught even by people who've already been vaccinated, you're talking about a tiny handful of cases. And there's a very good several good reasons to be vaccinated. One is, you won't die. Another one is you won't be on a ventilator. Another one is you won't go to the hospital. What'll happen is, in the very rare case out of hundreds of millions, a handful that do, you will just have it and then you'll get over it. You've got to take the vaccine to avoid hospitalization, avoid death, avoid ventilators, and avoid getting it to spread it. Very few people get it. So the few instances where that happens are very, very slim. We're going back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. You know, I'm sick and tired of the ignorance of the radical right. They have cost hundreds of thousands of lives in COVID. They've cost hundreds of thousands of lives with passing out guns like candy. They've cost tons of lives on their environmental ignorance. I'm sick of it. They worry about their rights. I'm worried about the rights of all Americans to be infected by these crazy people with their guns and their lack of masks and their lack of stuff. Enough is enough. This is just getting out of control. It's always about their rights and nobody else's. Well, it's now about all of our rights as Americans. And I think they need to go to Russia in a one big boat. I'll kick in for it. One way trip, because that's what they like. They like these dictators. I am sick and tired of it. And thanks a lot, Matt, for letting us air our opinions. And one last thing, if this station is in financial trouble, please start talking about it so we can get contributions coming into the station to keep this radio alive. Thanks again and have a great day.
Well, thanks a lot, Bill. Yeah, well, let me address a couple of that. First of all, with regard to the financial part of it, you know, obviously money's always welcome, but this is a solid station. I mean, you know, this is a very solid station. And Mike Crute and Diamond Crute, very good managers of the station. One way you can help the station is not just by sending money in. There is a GoFundMe, or there has been a GoFundMe site. I don't know if it's still up. Luke, do you think that's still up or not?
Actually, Bill, we're actually in the process of rolling out a new way for listeners to support the station. So it's coming soon. I've been working on it this week, and look for an announcement in early August. You're kind of beating me to the punchline here, but this is one of the things I've been working on. So we are going to be streamlining it, making it easier for listeners to support the station. You won't have to go to a GoFundMe or Patreon page. You can still support the station through the GoFundMe or the Patreon. We love having supporters for the Devil's Advocates via Patreon, but that's specifically for the Devil's Advocates show. So I have been in the works on a project to allow listeners who support Matt Flynn Direct, the Earl Ingram Show, Max Inc. Radio, all the other great local programming that we do here on the station. There's going to be a new easy way to be able to support all of those shows as well. So stay tuned. We'll be rolling that, and I don't want to get too ahead of the ball itself. So it's coming, but thanks for asking about it.
Yeah, thanks, Luke. Good stuff. Good information coming up, and there'll be an announcement very, very shortly. And then another way people can, and this is something that I think many people haven't given any thought to, is advertising on the station. For instance, with Mandela Barnes running for the Senate, there'll be a number of people running for lieutenant governor. There'll be a number of people running for state treasurer now that Sarah Godlewski is not running for re-election, running for the Senate. And there are many, many people running for assembly and state Senate seats around the state. Max Inc. Radio, and I call Max Inc. Radio, but Devil Radio is the best organ you have in a Democratic primary. And frankly, even if you're a Republican, by putting something on this radio station, you show at least a willingness to listen and to enter into dialogue. But if you're in a primary, you're going to have hardcore people who listen to progressive radio, who know the issues. They're all going to vote. Very few people are going to listen to this radio station and not vote. This is a targeted voting audience and quite a decent one. And there are very, very attractive packages out there. And they're packages for a month, packages for 3 months, packages for less than that, a lot cheaper than you think. And hearing your name, even if I once knew of a campaign where they just repeated the candidate's name for 30 seconds with different voices, male, female, high-pitched, low-pitched, you got to have name recognition. You got to have name recognition associated with an issue. Advertise. And I'm talking about candidates. I'm talking about political causes. I'm talking about all of that. So thanks a lot, Bill. That was very, very good stuff. Very good stuff. Now, when we've been talking about COVID. All right. I'm going to tell you a real scary story about COVID. Very sad. Florida, you know, to Bill of Oconomowoc and Wisco Paul bring this up as all these people not getting vaccinated. In Florida, DeSantis, the governor, is the number two in the polls for be the presidential nominee for the Republicans in 2024, right behind Trump himself. He's decided to double down on the far right. And I never can understand why Trump just didn't take credit for having developed the vaccine so quickly. Of course, he didn't do it. He doesn't deserve credit. But any president in his right mind would have said, hey, under my watch, I put money in, the vaccine came out, you should take it. For some reason, these people are walking away from that, and they've caused hundreds of thousands of deaths. They have. 40% of the deaths ever since the vaccine became available are attributable to the Republicans stymieing it. Now, here's the problem in Florida. Their cases are soaring because DeSantis has forbidden local municipalities from imposing mask and distancing. He's preventing people from requiring vaccines. Today, there are 8,900 people in the hospital with COVID down in Florida. It's five times higher than a month ago. Even 1 week ago, we had fewer than 5,500 down there. It's now 8,900. 1 week ago, it's gone up almost double, well, up 40%. The all-time record was last July, a year ago July, the height of the pandemic. There are 10,199 people in the hospital for COVID. Now there are now 8,900, and it's soaring, and it's going up 40% every week. There were 73,000 COVID infections last week in Florida. I'm not talking about hospitalization, total infections. That's more than four times higher than in July, early July. Four times higher. Now there's 73,000. Florida has one in five new COVID cases, 20% of the entire country. They do not have 20% of the country's population. 10% of the country's population is 34 million. 20% is 68 million. There are not 68 million people in Florida, but they have 20%, one in five of the COVID infections. That's all because of the absurd leadership of DeSantis, who is deliberately telling people, don't get the vaccine. You know, he'll say things like, well, you know, if you want to get the vaccine, probably be a good idea. That's not leadership. That's not leadership. But he's saying masking is a personal choice. You look at the beaches down there, you know, in Florida, I mean, you remember spring break? I mean, in Florida, everybody's on those beaches. Every kid in every college and everybody on vacation wants to go down to meet somebody, and that's the way it is. But everybody's hugging each other and drinking together, and it spreads, and it's the Delta variant. And it's all over the country. We are in danger of kicking back the way we were a year ago with more shutdowns. With more shutdowns, more impact on our economy, more impact on employment, and for no reason. All it took was leadership. All it still takes is leadership. Governors who say, get the vaccine, mask, we're going to require it. But you don't have that. And so 40% of the country is not vaccinated. It's a playground for the mutation of the coronavirus. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.